Now I must reveal to thee further mysteries, for thou hast come this far.
This is the legend of the descent of the goddess into the underworld. The priest representing death puts a veil around the priestess as the goddess. He places his right hand on her head and his left under her knee.
I will all my power unto thee.
The priest puts on his crown and stands holding his sword point downwards.
Thou hast obeyed the laws well, but mark this, when thou receivest good, so equally art thou bound to return good threefold. Having learned thus far, you must know why the Wicca are called the hidden children of the goddess. In ancient times, our Lord, the Horned One, was, as he still is, the consoler, the comforter. But men knew him as the Dreadlord of Shadows, lonely, stern, and just. But Our Lady, the goddess, would solve all mysteries, even the mystery of death, and so she journeyed to the Netherlands. The guardians of the portals challenged her. Strip off thy garments, lay aside thy jewels, for naught may ye bring with ye into this our land. And as you were brought into the circle, naked, the goddess laid down her jewels and her garments, and she was bound, as all living must be, who seek to enter the realms of death and the mighty.
The priest offers his crown and sword to the priestess.
Such was her beauty that death himself knelt and laid his sword and crown at her feet and kissed her feet, saying, "Blessed be thy feet that have brought thee in these ways. Abide with me, but let me place my cold hand upon thy heart." And she replied,
"I love thee not. Why dost thou cause all things that I love and take delight in to fade and die?"
"Lady, 'tis age and fate against which I am helpless. Age causes all things to wither. But when men die at the end of time, I give them rest and peace and strength so that they may return. But you are lovely. Return not, abide with me."
"I love thee not."
"And you receive not my hand on your heart, you must kneel to death's scourge."
"It is fate, better so."
And death scourged her tenderly, and she cried,
"I know the pangs of love."
And death raised her and said, "Blessed be." And he gave her the fivefold kiss, saying, "Thus only may you attain to joy and to knowledge." And he taught her all the mysteries and gave her the necklace, which is the circle of rebirth. And she taught him her mystery of the sacred cup, which is the cauldron of rebirth. They loved and were one. For there be three great mysteries in the life of man. Magic controls them all. For to fulfill love, you must return again at the same time and at the same place as the loved one. And you must meet and know and remember and love them again. But to be reborn, you must die and be made ready for a new body. And to die, you must be born. And without love, you may not be born. And our goddess ever inclineth to love and mirth and happiness, and guardeth and cherisheth her hidden children in life. And in death, she teacheth the way to have communion. And even in this world, she teacheth them the mystery of the magic circle, which is placed between the worlds.